The Life of Christ in Stereo. Four inspired voices testify as one. Based on the book, The Life of Christ in Stereo, republished as The Greatest Story, Session 4, Chapter 6. If you are meeting as a group, then discuss together these questions. What did you learn that was helpful? Allow each one to reply. What did you read that was important? Again, each one may reply. What questions do you have about what you read? Each one may try to answer the other before you do so. These events occurred primarily in Galilee region, which includes the hilly region bordering the Sea of Galilee. In this episode, many from the cities of Sidon and Tyre and the region thereabouts came down to Galilee to hear and see the Lord Jesus. We are going to focus primarily on the blessings and curses that the Lord pronounced. There are several purposes for blessings and curses, including these: eras, to mark major transitions in biblical history; values, to tell what is most important to do in God's kingdom; promises, Jesus gives testable proofs for biblical truth claims, and they are memorable. They prove easier to remember than do logical discourses. Regarding eras, at the creation of Eden, God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it." Later, at the call of Abraham, Yahweh promised, "I will bless you so that you will become a blessing." At the founding of Israel, "The Lord your God will love you, bless you, and multiply you." And with the founding of the church, the New Testament says, "Bless others, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing." Several blessings occur in the wisdom book of the Proverbs. "Blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord." "Blessed is he who is generous to the poor." "Blessed is he who keeps the law." "Blessed is he who trusts in the Lord." "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Likewise, in the wisdom book of Psalms, "Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise." "Blessed are those whose strength is in you." "Blessed are those who walk in the law of the Lord." "Blessed are those who seek him with their whole heart." There are likewise curses called woes. "Woe to those who run after strong drink." "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." "Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes." "Woe to those who devise wickedness and work evil." As we approach Jesus' blessings and curses, please consider for yourself, why is this important for me as an individual? How is it important for my family? What is its importance in our church, for our wider community, and for our nation's policies? How would you advise the Prime Minister, the President, or the King of your country? When Jesus says, "Blessed," he is actually approving of certain folk. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Most of those to whom he was speaking were, in fact, poor people. "Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied." "Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh." According to the Greek English lexicon, "blessed" means to be favored, fortunate, happy, a privileged recipient of divine favor, either now or in the future. Jesus likewise expressed woes, warning some folk. "Woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort. Get all you can, for this is all you get." "Woe to you who are surfeited," that is, who are full, "for you shall suffer hunger." Woe to you who are merry now, for you shall lament and weep. A woe, then, is a state of intense hardship or distress, either now or in the future. Woe to you when all shall speak well of you, for their fathers did the same to the false prophets. You should all know what is a false prophet. These are those who pretend to receive messages from God, which they write in books, or preach for money, power, and prestige. Now, the blessings of Jesus. He said, "Blessed are the lowly in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted." We have many reasons to mourn, and we do so, but he will comfort us. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek are not necessarily the weak. According to the lexicon, the meek are those who are considerate, unassuming, free of anger or vengeance. The Greek term was often used of public officials who served the public. Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To persecute is to prosecute those whom you dislike. Blessed are you when men shall hate you and revile and persecute you and say falsely all kinds of evil against you because of me. When they shall excommunicate you and denounce your name as evil because of the Son of Man, because you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For their fathers did these things to the prophets who were before you. Should you continue in this course, your assignment before next time is to visit the website locis, L-O-C-I-S, dot site, S-I-T-E. Read or listen to Chapter 7 in the Life of Christ in Stereo, and be ready to share your insights, queries, and objections when we meet again.